Hello, everybody. Today we have something to say, right, Clarissa?
Yes, we have.
And we are not really happy about what happened because we posted some weeks ago a picture from Laurel because we had special for her. And someone from Instagram, I think we can say the name, Laurel Holloman, er ist VR oder VSR,
Yes.
stealed it. And I wouldn't say nothing if she had used our, help me, I forgot the name, fuck.
If she used our copyrights, it would have been great.
Yeah, that were really nice from her, our that she said it were from us. But no. She said it was her picture. And yeah, that makes me really sad and angry because we had to work with this picture. We created it. And yeah, then comes this girl and say it is hers and get likes and fames with our work. And I can't handle this much, really. Yeah. You have to say something too.
Of course, babe, I have. Well, what I have to say is that it happened not this only this one time, because it happened also on our personal pages from the Beppo, Tina Gnart fan, and from your Justine Cooper, that she used our pictures without any copyrights. I don't mind if someone really uses our pictures or our videos or whatever they want to use. But please, people, how hard is it to use our copyrights? And that's the only thing I really want to know, why it is so hard for people and for this girl to use our copyrights on it. What we know is that we are like reaching a very big fandom, and we are like also very big with our pages, and our podcast is really doing well, and these things are making us like really sad and angry about it, because like you said, you work like extremely hard on a picture, on our video, and if someone presents it's theirs, it's not fair, because what else do we need to do to make it more clear? And still, we have the work on it, and we really love
Yes.
to do it, and it's an amazing fandom, to be sure, but last time is sometimes a little bit sad how everything goes. And I think it's really good that we are doing just this little thing to tell everyone, if you use it, please give us some attack is good. You can just use attack with our names in it, and it's done. That's the only thing we need.
Yes, I can agree with you exactly. And when I use a picture from someone else, and I doesn't know anymore from where I have it, then I write, okay, I have found a picture from someone else, what I want to share with you, but I can't remember from who, or maybe that I know it is from Twitter, and then I say that actually. That is okay also, I think, but nothing to say and to do that it's the own picture, that it's not fair.
No, that makes us really sad. And what you said, like, if you don't remember where it's coming from, just say, I really like the picture. I want to use it. But I don't know from who it was. And if you know it, please give that one a tag down below. And
Yes.
everything works pretty fine, I guess, then. But yeah, I just hated that it has to be this way. And to be honest, I have a lot of pages on Instagram, not on Twitter, because I'm not really quite a big Twitter fan.
Yeah.
But with all of my pages, and she can hear it, I don't care. We reported her all, because I think we told her many times that it's like enough, and we said it in the first time nice, that it's not okay and that she needs to change it. And to be honest, she did it in the beginning, and she used like the repost app from Instagram, but that changed like really quickly into like posting pictures from us again, and without any tag in it. And yeah, I'm frankly done with it, and you are also very done with it, even more than me.
Yes,
and
because I fight actually a little bit longer with it, because she do it last year. She started it last year with it, where she steal some pictures from my RP account, where I had from for Laurel, and that was also not okay. And I've told her that, and she said okay, she will never do it before. And but she do it again, and then I can't be silent anymore. She knew it, that it's not okay what she do, but she do it every time. And I mean, there is another fan page where still one day a picture from mine too, but we talked and it was okay.
Yes.
And since then, she don't make it anymore. When she posts something, then she used the credits from the other persons write it. But she never do it. She steal all the time and use it for her own. And she get likes and the fame. And I mean, we are not the only one how she do it.
No.
I saw a lot of pictures on her page. From other ones where I know, and it's not okay to do it. And I never wouldn't do this episode about this girl when I wasn't done like I am now today. It was enough for me. You had noticed how I was, just my feelings, and because I can't handle this anymore, and I don't understand it.
No, it's good that we aren't silent anymore, and that we talked about it, and that we don't do an episode of Tibet today, because we're not really into the mood right now, and it's pretty okay to let it out this time, because it's enough, and enough is enough, and people have to know it, and maybe this will clear something up for a lot of pages and people. And it's pretty okay that we talked about it, because I know how hard you work for it, and how much fun it gives you, but it has to be fun and not this kind of way. And that's all I have to say about it, I guess. It needs to stop. That's for sure.
She needs to stop with it 100%.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see so people or so pages on Instagram who destroy our fandom with them.
True.
Because I loved our fandom. Really, I was so happy about. And I found a lot of friends. I found you. And then comes a girl who ruined everything. And that's not okay.
No, because the fandom is like really nice, and a lot of people, like you said,
Yes.
you found friends through it. We found each other through the fandom. Let's say that the most of the people from the fandom are like really amazing. And yeah, sometimes there are just people in between it who ruin it for the whole fandom. And that's
Yes.
sad.
Yep.
And yeah,
Yep.
that's why
It
we're
is.
here to tell it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they've done a lot of things, but we can agree with it actually, but still the picture that it's too much.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I mean, look at what they're doing with Rosie in December. That was also not okay. But the biggest shame is just to steal the pictures,
Yes.
and that is now I can't handle this anymore. And I hope it will bring something that we told us told you guys about this, and maybe you can do already something on Instagram and report her, and don't follow her anymore, because that makes no sense to follow a page where use it Anna other pictures and not her own. And yeah.
I don't think I have to say anything more about it because I totally agree with you. We just hope that things will solve them itself, and yeah,
Yes.
I think that's what we need to be patient about it and see what happens.
Yes. I hope it gives a good end.
Me
And
too.
Instagram maybe noticed that it's not okay what you do, and blocked her. Like, I was blocked on Twitter for my opinion.
Yes, so I think it's like good that Instagram can block people also for pretending to be us, which is
Yes.
not. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll totally
Yes.
see. And I think it's gonna work out fine.
Yes, I hope also. And so I hope you guys, you will understand it, that we don't talked about Tibet today, because we are not in the mood actually for
Not really, no.
to be happy now and smiling and laughing when we are can actually crying. Yes, I hope you will understand it, that we talk about the girl and what she done, and then we can continue next week with our favorite pupil and can discuss about, and yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. We need to that we don't do this episode this week, and next week we'll hear from us and we can be happy again and talk about an amazing couple, Tibet. And
Yes.
yes. So, oh, and I think I don't need to hope because we have a lot of listeners who get it and will totally agree with us and will be
Yes.
patient enough to wait for us next week because we have that amazing listeners for sure.
Yes. I hope they will see it like we see it, and but can I say a little thank you to our friend Anastasia, that she
Yes.
support us so big. I hope you will heard it, really,
Yes.
because I want to say thank you. You are amazing friend, and that you help us with them. Thank you so much. Really.
Yes, really, really big thank you to Anastasia. She really did a great thing for us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and also a big thank you to you because you're standing like really strong there and doing this podcast episode and just telling your story is like amazing.
Yes.
So, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You know
Thank
that.
you. And I will say thank you to you that you support me with them and that you agree and that you understand it and that you do this podcast with me
Of course.
About this girl, because you had say no, we don't, it's not a good idea, but you said yes, and thank you, really, thank you.
It's no problem at all, you know that, and it's just a thing we should do and support each other and let the world know what is going on right now. So
yeah, so I think we should say goodbye at this point.
Yes,
and we will be back the next week again, and hope you will stay healthy and stay safe, because we know Corona isn't easy at the moment.
Not really, no. It's like a little bit of hell, but yeah, we'll get through it. We are doing it already. We've been in Corona, and
yes.
I think we should say fuck you, Corona, sometimes, and we do.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes. And if you really want to do something against a person, on our Instagram page, we posted something in the story about her.
Yeah.
And then you can find her. And yeah.
Maybe she'd help us. That would be awesome.
Yes. Also, you can see the picture, what we mean for. What you steal, and we write something there also about her, and
yes. Yeah, absolutely, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's do so. Yeah, I will say bye, and again thank you, and yeah, then
well,
we hear us next week again.
Yeah, it's an amazing Tibet. An amazing Tibet episode next week, and thank you. And yeah,
okay, yeah, then
okay,
bye.
Bye.